tons, and kids do enjoy bullying people or putting them in trouble. I mean, they used to just laugh it off. Just, if you walk in the street, they call you all sorts of bastards, blah blah. Yeah, it was. I mean, I think it's been like that for since then, to be honest with you. Now, obviously, it's coming to be open. People seem to understand that you can fight for it. I mean, I couldn't. I didn't have a guts to fight with, you know, with anybody. Yeah. So, I mean, once I can remember in school, there was Indian girl used to bully me quite bad. Indian. I'm not talking English. Indian. He used to bully me quite a lot, and I was so scared to go in school. And I used to hide from her and stuff like that. And one day, one of my mates. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Okay. And one day, some of my mates were sixth formers. Couple of girls, and when they found out that this girl is bullying Fatima, and what they did, they actually picked on that girl, you know, right in the field. They got in the field, they got hold of her, and you know, they had a rough, big fight and everything. And since that day, she goes, they said to her, if you ever go near this girl, right, we'll kill you, I'm telling you. And from that day, you know, I was in peace. I could do. Even, I mean, your concentration just disappears. I mean, if you go in school scared, thinking, oh my God, am I going to face that girl? Is she going to bully me? Is she going to do anything? And then last year, my final year was good. My final year was good. The support of my friends and these people who supported me. So, I mean, teachers, they do, if you do complain to teachers, and they probably say, all right, will you look into it? And they call the child in and say, are you being bullying? You know, don't do it again. That's it. You know what I mean? But sometimes they don't take notice of it. Yeah.
Karen mentioned that you had some experience with an EDL march. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, there was, I can remember vaguely, not really clear. Yeah, there was a big march in town. It was because there were so many people. We'd been told off to stay home, don't get out, stay home. And there was a lot going on. There were a lot of swearing and, you know, all sort of kick puppies out and do this and do that, yeah. It was quite bad. Obviously, it was controlled by police, and I mean, sorry.
Can you remember what year, roughly, that was?
I came in 75. About 82. Okay. 82, something like 81, 82. Yeah, it was soon after when I got married, when I was living in Belfield, yeah. Yeah, this is, yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Scared.
Did you think people would come to the house particularly, or...?
But they were not allowed because they were controlled by police.
Yeah.
I mean, the police will all over the place make sure they don't go in streets and don't bully people in streets like that. The shop was closed. They told everybody to close the shop. Especially Asian people, they close all the shops and just lock themselves in for the whole day, that day, not to come out. And obviously, we were scared to go out. I mean, like, you know, they were really, really racist. They were thinking, you know, probably they kill you. Not kill you, but, I mean, threat you or, you know, harm you somehow, you know. So, yeah.
Did you feel supported by the police in some element?
Police were, I mean, to be honest with you, they were quite supportive. They were on the horses, they were on the bikes, they were, you know, the cars in the streets, everywhere, made sure. Every main road was sort of closed. You know, there'd be two policemen standing in the main, start at the beginning of the main road, end of the main road, make sure nobody, you know, hassle anybody, so, yeah.
I know you had some bad experiences with nearby neighbours. Did you have any good ones?
I don't think when I used to live in Belfield in a council property, one side of my neighbours were really good. Other side of my neighbours didn't like us at all. Yeah, so the ones that were nice ones, we used to get along. When we used to cook and, you know, do things, we used to pass food around, and she used to make pasties and stuff. She used to pass it around. Well, good, they had a few kids as well. So I didn't have any kids at that time, so her kids used to come around, and I said, I'll keep them for a while, you know. So it was good. It was good. But they are rough people. They are good and nice, good people and bad people everywhere, wherever you go. But it was okay. We managed to pass that time into it. Even though still we have problems, I mean, you know, even in my work experience, I mean, I'm interpreter, translator. We still have experiences where we meet good people, bad people. Sometimes we go into work and sometimes departments and think, bloody hell, do we have to pay these interpreters? You know, because obviously they have to pay, it's about £15 an hour. And they say, you know, sometimes they think, oh, bloody hell, these interpreters here, you know, why do we have to pay NHS, pay them £15 an hour? It's a bloody waste of money. And I said, well, I'm not being called, I didn't come here myself. I've been called to come, they will come in. you know, you do face, still you face these sort of, you know, circumstances. You do come across. People still look at you in a different way, thinking, you know, oh, we still have, but it's not bad as that. It was a bit cheaper. I used to pay for 4p bus fare when I used to go to school. 5p bread and 20 pence. We used to get a bag of sweets. Half a p a sweet.
You won't even get slapped for 10p now.
That's what I'm saying. Compared to, obviously, it was cheap, but the wage, I mean, obviously, everything was different, but the wage wasn't in, you know, so my dad used to get £25 a week. Wage, £25 a month. Because my dad, we came in 75, so my dad came about 15 years before us. So he probably came in, yeah, dad, he was here early. When the Queen, you know, given permission to foreigners to come and do the work here, this is where there were no visas. All the Queen said, yeah, give permission to these foreigners to come and they can come and work for our country. This is where when my dad came. So we came after 15 years. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned that you had new English as a second language. So did you find the customs quite different? Like someone mentioned previously that they realised once they lived here that you had to say please and thank you all the time. Like, did you find that quite strange?
I thought you'd get used to it, to be honest. You get used to it. I mean, you know, this is a... I mean, obviously, we've been taught like this. I mean, Pakistan is totally different compared to here. But obviously, here, you've got to respect and take respect. I mean, people in Pakistan, if you walk by, they won't say, excuse me. Yeah. But here, even sometime yesterday, I was in town. Not in town, I was in the hospital. A little boy came, and I think I was just standing there. And he goes, nicely applied, he goes, excuse me. I said, you're welcome, you can pass. You know, it's nice, it's nice. Because we pick it up from there, we say thank you every time. All the time we use this word. We use it all the time, to be honest with you. Yeah, we just pick it up as it just goes along.
Is there any other customs that you found strange? Like the way where people dress, or the music we listen to, or the things on television?
Much, just, I don't know, it's not seem to be working right, the way we want to live in peace, and, you know, I mean, nowadays, look at this, NHS cutting off everything, not enough money, not enough people, not enough staff, and even though, you know, people on the benefits, not getting enough, I mean, they're cutting the benefits out, and, you know, people are struggling out there, because I work with these sort of people, and they really struggle, you know, don't pay you enough, not enough to live, and there's a lot going on. I mean, before, I mean, used to benefit, so they're fine. People used to get money more than enough, you know, for your living. But nowadays, they've cut off everything. So people are more likely struggling now.